Our title of our sermon today is Seeing as God Sees, based on 1 Samuel 16. And let me read that to you, okay? Now the Lord said to Samuel, I am sending you to Jesse from Bethlehem, for I have provided myself a king from among his sons. So Jesse brought his sons before Samuel. And so it was, when they came, that Samuel looked at the first son, Eliab, and said, Surely, this tall, handsome one, he is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance or physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For a man looks only at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Again, our sermon title is Seeing as God Sees. Well, how's your eyesight today? Do you wear contacts or eyeglasses? Have you had your eyes examined lately? And particularly, how are you looking at life these days? And how are you looking at others during this time of health crisis and isolation? Well, both in Richmond and in our congregation, another good question to ask is this. How do Chinese people see Caucasians? How do Caucasians see Chinese people? And whatever background you have, how do you see others who are different than yourself? How do each of us church people see those who are outside the church? And when you take a good long look in the mirror, how do you see yourself? Our sermon today tells us it's time for each of us to have an eye exam. We need this exam so that we can see others as God sees them. In the story of David's selection to be the second king of Israel, we see an important distinction between the way we see ourselves and others and how God sees us. God said to Samuel, The Lord does not see as man sees. A man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The prophet Samuel had been called by God to anoint a new king for Israel because the first king, Saul, had failed. And God revealed to Samuel that he would go to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse, because one of Jesse's sons would be the new king. Now the sons were paraded by Samuel one by one. And the first son stood before Samuel, and Samuel said, Oh, this tall, handsome boy, this must be the one. But God said to him, Samuel, you're only looking at outward appearances. I am looking at his heart. He is not the one. One by one, the sons were paraded before Samuel, and they weren't chosen. So Samuel asked Jesse if there were any other boys. There was one boy, David. But even Jesse, David's father, had discounted David because he was the youngest, he was the smallest, he was the weakest. How many times in our lives today have people been discounted or devalued because of their age, their size, their race, their skin color, or their outward appearance? This happens in all areas of our life, at school, at work, at sports, and even in the church. It's easy to look at another person and decide only by their outward appearance that this is who that person really is, rather than taking time to look into their heart to see who they really are. The Lord was right when he said to Samuel that so often we only see the outward appearance. Now, is there something we can learn by the way that God sees us and see others? God saw David, and David was called in the scripture a man after God's own heart. Well, why? Let's look at just two stories from David's life that gives us the answer. Now, one of the most familiar stories of David for all of us was when he was a boy and he was in battle with the Philistine giant Goliath. When today we see a person involved in a challenging encounter or an athlete involved in a sporting event that's beyond their ability, we say of that person, he really has heart. Well, David had heart. He had confidence in himself, but more than that, he had confidence in the Lord his God. And here's something funny. Though David's brothers and the other men of the army of Israel were hiding in fear from the giant Goliath, at the same time, they were making fun of David because of his size and his youth and his confidence in himself and the Lord. And Goliath also underestimated David because of his outward appearance. Goliath yelled across the field of battle, "Come to me, little boy, and I'll feed you to the birds." But David was not intimidated. He replied, "I come against you in the name of the Lord my God, and he will deliver you into my hands." And we know that little David destroyed the giant Goliath. My friends, I honestly believe it still must make God's heart happy to see a person like you or me face some giant in our life, some very big and difficult experience or circumstance. And instead of trusting in ourselves, we put our trust in God to give us the victory. Trusting and leaning upon God makes us like David, a person after God's own heart. But David's heart, as we know, was not always right with the heart of God. A second story by which we know David is the story of David and Bathsheba. Briefly retold, David uses his position as a king to commit both adultery and murder. He arranged for a man named Uriah to be killed on the field of battle so he could take his wife Bathsheba as his own wife. And God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David with this terrible sin. And David, broken in heart, repented and asked God for forgiveness and for a restoration of their relationship. And even though there were serious consequences because of David's sin, God granted David forgiveness and restoration. Now, if all we see is outward appearances, we might say, well, David ought to be condemned. Nobody should get away with something like that. How easy it is for us even today to condemn people who have hurt us or fallen into sin or made bad mistakes in life. Now, when someone has hurt me, when someone has fallen into sin or made some bad choices, I have a prayer that I have to pray over and over again. And here's that prayer. Dear Lord, help me to see them through the eyes of Jesus. In the words of today's sermon title, we all need to see as God sees. For those who are willing to see beyond the outward appearance, who are willing to see as God sees, we find in David a symbol of hope. David is a symbol of hope for us in all of our sins and failures. Even after he had fallen, David was still a man after God's own heart, because as a sinner, he humbly and honestly admitted that he was a sinner and he turned back to the Lord for forgiveness. And David was seen by God, and God looked into David's heart and saw him clearly. And God loved him dearly. When our Lord Jesus hung upon Calvary's cross, he saw you and me clearly. He did not look upon our outward appearance. You know that outward appearance that so often we wear to church on Sundays, and somebody asks us, "How you doing?" And we quickly say, "Just fine." All the while in our hearts we're saying, "Well, I can fool anybody here, but nobody knows how I really am and what I've really done." But how can we ever forget how our dear Lord Jesus saw the man that was crucified on the cross next to him? Jesus saw him as he was, a criminal, a thief, likely a murderer. But Jesus saw more than that. When the unnamed man, with his last breath, turned to Jesus and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." What did Jesus do? He saw the man as he really was, a dying sinner. But he looked deeper and saw a sinner who was in need of forgiveness. And he looked deeper and saw a man who was needing a Savior. Then Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise." And Jesus sees us today clearly as a sinner that we are. We can't fool him. He has seen us clearly, and he has loved us dearly, even the way to his own death. On that cross, he paid for all of our sins. And thank God that he still sees clearly sinners like you and me and David. And he loves us still. Oh, how thankful we can be that the crucified, died, risen, and victorious Lord Jesus sees you and me. And he sees us through the eyes of a loving God. Now, I'm not sure what you're seeing these days in this extended health crisis or times of isolation. I'm not sure how you're seeing others or seeing yourselves. But remember, regarding David, God told Samuel, "The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart." O Lord, grant us a heart so filled with your love that we will not look at others or ourselves and judge them only by outward appearances. O God, grant us your eyes to see others as you see them, as your precious children. This is our prayer, that we would all see as God sees. In the name of Jesus, amen.